Hello everyone, thank you for coming. So unfortunately I will not be speaking to you about the effects of temperature on the rate of development for the black soldier flies. As we all know, insects have their own agenda often. Sorry, thanks. Well, in my case, mice have their own agenda. They ate my soldier fly larvae. So I will be presenting my preliminary work, a potential mechanism for niche partitioning, the effect of pupation media on wandering time in blowflies, co-authors Jessica Fournier, Jennifer Rosati, and Shara Van Leerhoven. So there are at least 9 species of blowflies that coexist in the same regional species pool. And following Gauss's competitive exclusion principle, 2 or more of the species cannot coexist indefinitely in the same region if occupying the same niche and resources are limited. Potential mechanisms for coexistence of species using the same resource are spatial resource partitioning and temporal resource partitioning. Our question is preference for pupation environment, a mechanism of spatial resource partitioning in blowflies. And following this, we present 2 objectives. To measure the effect of pupation medium has on the minimum time spent developing to the beginning of the prepupal stage, and 2, to measure the effect pupation medium has on the maximum time spent developing to the end of the prepupal stage or the time to pupation. So our research species involves 6 blowfly species from 3 tribes, the green bottles, Lucilia sericata and Lucilia cerulivertis, and the blue bottles, Calliphora vicina and Calliphora terranovae, as well as the black bottles, Formia regina and Protoformia terranovae. So our methods involved extracting eggs from an established colony of each species. We transferred 100 of these first instars to 50 grams of pork liver and placed this into a jar containing one of the following 4 mediums: wood shavings, sand, topsoil, and potting mix. These were all replicated 5 times such that the total number of jars per species was 20. We performed statistical analysis using a one-way ANOVA with the effective medium on the time to prepupal and the time to pupation. So our results for the Colliferini tribe, along the x-axis we have the medium used, and on the y-axis is the time to the beginning and the end of prepupal. This is the mean time, plus or minus the standard error. So I just want to point out that on the left side of the graph, these 4 mediums is for the total time to prepupal, which I will, for simplicity's sake, call the minimum time. And on the right side is the total time to pupation, and for simplicity's sake, call the maximum time. Also note that this maximum time incorporates this minimum time, as these times are from the very beginning of the experiment. So for Calliphora vicina, for minimum time, there was no significant effect of medium on the time to prepupal. But for maximum time, there was a significant effect such that the sand medium and the topsoil took significantly longer, with the potting mix taking significantly less time, and shavings somewhere in the middle as an intermediate. For Calliphora terranovae, again, there was no significant effect of medium on the minimum time to prepupal and or the maximum time to pupation. For the tribes Lucilini, we have sericata. There was a significant effect for both minimum and maximum times. With the minimum time for sericata, you have potting mix and topsoil is significantly lower, with shavings being significantly longer, longer, and sand intermediate. And for the maximum time, so the time to pupation, potting mix and sand took significantly less time, whereas shavings took significantly longer, as well as topsoil, but distinct from shavings. I have the minimum time for cerulivertis, again, was significant, with potting mix taking significantly longer, as well as potting mix and shavings taking significantly longer, sand taking significantly less time, and topsoil somewhere in the middle. I don't have the maximum time values because it's still ongoing, but so far it's following the same pattern as sericata, in that it's taking months. So we expect the same trend, and we'll have those results hopefully soon. For the Formini tribe, Regina had a significant effective medium on the minimum time, but not the maximum, such that potty mix and sand took significantly less time, topsoil taking significantly longer, and again, shaving somewhere in the middle. For Protoformia terra novae, there was a significant effect on both the minimum time and the maximum time, with potty mix taking significantly longer in the minimum, and sand shavings and topsoil taking significantly less time. And this follows the same trend for the maximum time, potty mix taking significantly longer, and sand shavings and topsoil taking significantly less time. So our conclusions for the minimum time to prepupal: medium had no effect on the development in the tribe Colliferini. Medium had an effect on the development in the tribes Lucellini and Formini tribes. However, different media were better for different species. For the maximum time to the end of prepupal, or the time to pupation, medium had an effect on the development at the tribe level, had no effect on the development at the tribe level. However, it did have an effect on the development with Vicina, Sericata, and Protoformia terra novae. And again, different media were better for different species. So overall, there doesn't appear to be any one medium that is better than another between tribes or within tribes, that the effective medium is on the individual species. Some future applications. We have completed some of this work, the effects of pupation medium on the rate of development for each of the aforementioned species. We have completed hind tibia measurements, and we just need to analyze them for potential fitness effects, as well as we have the data for mortality. We just, again, need to analyze it for the effects between and within tribes. And for my master's research, what I was supposed to hopefully have presented today, rearing the black soldier fly, the effect of pupation medium on the mortality and the rate of development for the purpose of efficient and healthy rearing to apply this in a waste management system in Canadian climates. And just some alternate significance: blowflies are forensically relevant species in determining the postmortem interval. The ability to rear these colonies healthy and efficiently greatly impacts the research currently done and providing accurate postmortem interval estimations. And it's not well understood, so that such that particular mediums could delay the developmental stages, resulting in errors in determining the PMI. So it's very important to know if different mediums have a different effect on these pupation, so that we can estimate accurate postmortem intervals. And I'd just like to acknowledge my funding sources and my lab mates. Any questions?
Rich?
Yeah.
It's a very tricky one, hence why it's still ongoing.
But I mean, did you actually get adults from eggs?
We collected those ones wild, and we did get them to oviposit on a fetal pig, and we took the first instars off of that, and we didn't rear those from a colony. We did take them from the wild because we tried to rear them and they were just not successful. We do have a few successful emergences from the experiment, but most of them have died or are going to die. Yes,
Eric. Thanks for a nice talk. Attempting to understand how the cross-species variation among substrates might affect the postmortem interval estimates?
Yeah.
I
don't have an error rate, but basically if you have significant effective medium on between species, you could use that. It's kind of like with Jen's talk, you can apply it to the successional wave of insects and how the overpositioning of one species will affect the overpositioning of another and different mortalities that would take place. We have the mortality data, we just have to analyze it. So.
In terms of the fitness effect and the hind tibia, why hind tibia?
We based that on a previous study, as to my knowledge. Yeah.
Do you have any idea on what the mechanism might be of why there is a difference on the increase in development time that is not consistent within these groups?
In my opinion, from my understanding, and actually like walking through the experiment and doing all the checks and stuff, it seems to be a very big impact on the density. Sand, we used just regular plain sand. It's a very dense substrate to be using as a medium, versus potting mix is very light and there's a lot of oxygen in there. That's my interpretation, but again, once we analyze our mortality and the high tibia measurements to get the fitness effects, we will have better understanding of exactly what's going on with these mediums.
I've noticed a similar thing in Byrary with different substrates, but even more was it dealt with how much moisture.
Yes. I actually accidentally forgot to add that in my methods, and it was too late, but we did accommodate for moisture. We applied 50 milliliters of water to every single jar so that we knew that they were all starting with the same moisture content from the beginning. So we did control for moisture. By the time I remembered to add that in, it was too late.
But they're all equally, you don't have some dry medium.
Yep.
Some weird things on dry, weird things on moist.
No, we put the media in the jar and added the water in, and then put our larvae in on top, on their liver.
But it would obviously depend on the ability of the porousness of the substrate.
Yes, like
so
potting.
Inorganic is going to be less, you know, it's going to be more moist than something that takes up the moisture.
Yes.
So it's kind of hard to get.
Yep.
So another comfort back to the boss.
Yeah. Definitely some mediums evaporated quicker than others.
And the water has a profound effect on the time to deterioration on these problems. So the retention of the water would be a very big factor there.
Yes. Any other questions, comments?
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Next.